Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when your 11-year-old casually mentions the hallway footsteps and whispers you've been ignoring for years, it's time to admit your house might not be just settling.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, would you share it with us? We would like that so much. Call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. You get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything?
Well, good. This last week, I did something that I haven't done for a very long time. I volunteered at the county fair. And this is I've never been, you know, I just moved here. And so I just go out and do things, you know, I volunteer, I help out. I just, you know, you're trying to make friends or whatever.
Right.
And so I went to the fair. It's a beautiful fair. I must tell you, it's absolutely lovely. And it's just really clean and really nice. And the booth I was working in, right next to it was the flowers. Right. And it reminded me of when we were kids, we would go to our big thing was going to spend a week with our grandmother during fair. We called it fair week. Mm-hmm. And we would go to the Red Willow County Fair, and grandma was the chairman of the flower arrangements and the flowers. So people would bring them in, and then we would help her set them all up. And then the judges would come in and judge the flowers and whatever. So standing there looking at the flowers, and they were all judged and everything, I was like, oh, that reminds me of when I was a kid. But what really made me think was the carnival, because there is nothing more frightening than carnivals that go from town to town, and especially back when we were kids, right? Like, I think the real thing about those carnivals was the fact that you just didn't know if you were going to survive. Like, for real.
And Nate Bargatze has that bit that his most recent stand-up special, because when I saw him here last time he did it, but it was like going to the county fair sort of thing, and he's like, that ride was just going down the highway an hour ago. You expect me to trust it and get on it and risk my life?
Well, not so much that. It's the guy that's running it, right? Like, I'm looking at that guy thinking, oh man, you're the one that put this thing together. You know, like you've got a whole bucket full of, you know, little nuts and screws somewhere. I know it, you know. It's like, oh my God, but we can't help it. We're going to get on the dang thing anyway, right? So,
because back when we were kids, all the carnival guys were a bunch of stoners. And now it's kind of like, are they just out of prison?
And there was always some girl like from town that would run off with the carnival guy, you know, and we'd go, oh, there she was, you know, she took off with the carnival, you know, this year and whatever. I mean, there was always somebody, and you kind of knew in the class who the ones were, you know, that they wanted out. They wanted to go live a bigger, better life with the carnies, you know.
Well, so, you know, that could be a nice Hallmark movie.
That'd be, wouldn't it? That'd be fun.
You know,
I would.
Girl
I would
finds the love of her dreams at the carnival, at the Tilt-A-Whirl. Little did she know.
I'm not kidding. So anyway, but I was laughing, thinking about growing up and thinking about the carnivals and how much we loved them. And then they'd have, like, you guys can all appreciate this, the weird, like, trailer that you would go through that would have the very strange exhibits, right? You know, the horse with three heads or whatever. And, you know, like this stuff they don't do anymore. Like when we were kids, it was sort of a real cheap Ripley's Believe It or Not thing, you
very
know.
Much.
But
and then you really wanted to go in and see that head that was supposedly removed from something in a forest in Africa or a jungle.
Yeah, it still can talk.
Yeah,
but and you don't and like they would. You couldn't blame them if you became possessed by it. You know, it would say stuff like that on the outside of it. You know,
enter at your own risk.
Enter at your own risk. You know, people would become, you know, possessed by this or whatever. But we would all go and we would love it.
Yeah, and I don't even go to our county fair or the state fair anymore. If I don't have to go, I won't go. But if it was nice,
This was a very nice, well-done fair. Like, it was so clean. And, you know, now, like, the food trucks are really nice. When we were growing up, you know, those were pretty rough.
Well, they were just funnel cakes and hot dogs.
My dad loved a funnel cake. If he was at home, he'd say, bring me home a funnel cake. He'd give me money for it, you know.
Yeah, he was serious about that.
We'd bring him home a funnel cake. But anyway, fair week.
It was so exciting when I was a kid, too, because I won some ribbons at the fair.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So did you.
I think I won I was in 4-H for, you know, a little while and, you know, did some sewing and some needlework or whatever. And I don't know. Usually we had to, like, I don't know, make a trash basket out of, you know, a old can or something.
I did a trash. I won a purple ribbon on a trash can, maybe it was blue because purple's like top
purple
notch.
Would be like
yeah.
The
so
best
I want a blue.
Everything.
Yeah, I want a blue one, and then I got a blue one on Cinnamon Toast. I was with my Harlan Homemakers 4-H Club. That's what we were called. And that was really an indication of how I was going to grow up and succeed as a homemaker, that I would enter the Cinnamon Toast at this county fair.
I'm telling you, right?
I think I got a ribbon, but it was not even blue.
This stuff is priceless. And everybody out there listening has their own fair stories that are just priceless. You know,
and it's kind of fun. They're good memories.
It was amazing. It really was. We loved it.
Well, let's talk about ghosts. And this one says, my name is Claire. I was not going to write in, but something happened recently that got my daughter talking about our house in a way that made my stomach drop because I've never told her about the weird things I've experienced. It was last Saturday night. My 11-year-old and I were driving out to visit my sister for her birthday. It's a 2-hour drive. And I asked her if she wanted music or a podcast. And she said, I want to listen to a ghost podcast. And I said, you're not scared? And that's when she said, Mom, our house is already haunted. What's the difference?
Oh my gosh.
I tried to play it cool, but inside I froze. I asked her what she meant, and she shrugged it off like it was no big deal. She said, you know, the walking in the hallway at night and the whispers in the kitchen. I kept my eyes on the road, but my mind was racing because she had described the exact two things I've been hearing since we moved in 4 years ago. When we bought the place, it seemed perfect. It was a small craftsman from the 1940s tucked into a quiet street at the edge of town. The first week we moved in, I chalked every sound up to old house noises. But then things started happening that didn't fit that category. The first was the hallway footsteps. They were slow, steady, and almost too heavy for such a narrow floor. I'd hear them late at night. They always stopped right outside of my daughter's room, and the first time it happened, I thought it might be her sneaking out of bed. But when I got up to check, she was sound asleep. The second thing was whispering in the kitchen. Not words I can make out, more like two or three voices speaking in low tones, just enough to make you strain to listen. And then when I walk in, it stops. I had never told my daughter because I didn't want her to be afraid of living in the house. So I figured if she wasn't noticing it, why bring it up? But apparently she has been noticing it and just didn't think I'd believe her. One of the creepiest nights happened about 6 months after we moved in. I'd just gone to bed when I heard our back door open. Not slam, not creak, the distinct thunk of the latch. We've got a big lock on it, so I was instantly on high alert. I grabbed the nearest thing I could use as a weapon, a heavy glass vase, crept through the living room, found the door wide open, air coming in. It was freezing cold, but the lock was not broken. Nothing was damaged. I shut it and triple checked. But to this day, I have no explanation, and my daughter was asleep the whole time. It's not constant here. Weeks can go by with nothing happening, but when it does, it seems to happen at the same time. Like the month last year when three things happened back to back, and then they're numbered. One, two, three. Number one, the radio. I woke up to the sound of music coming from the living room. Our old stereo, which I hadn't used in years, was on full blast, playing static. It's not plugged into anything but the wall, so I don't even know where it was picking up sound from. Number two, the phone call. I got a call on the landline, yes, we still have one, from our own number. When I answered, it was just the sound of breathing and then a faint chuckle before the line went dead. The doorway figure. This one I only saw for a split second. I just stepped out of the shower and caught movement out of the corner of my eye in the hallway mirror. A tall, thin shadow figure standing in my bedroom doorway. I turned and it was gone. I thought a lot about the history of the place. Our neighbor told me the house used to belong to an older man who lived here for decades before he passed in the bedroom that's now mine. He was apparently a bit of a hermit, and the neighborhood kids called him Mr. Gray because they never saw him wear anything but a gray sweater. Sometimes I wonder if he's the one walking in the hallway. Sometimes I wonder if it's something even older than him. When my daughter told me she hears the same things, I asked her why she never mentioned it. She said she thought I'd tell her she was imagining it. Then she told me something I wish she hadn't. She said, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and there's someone sitting on the chair in my room. They don't move, they just watch me. So I close my eyes and I wait for it to go away. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to sleep in her room for a while or get rid of that chair altogether, maybe both. All I know is I'm not sure how much longer I can pretend that whatever's here isn't real. Well, poor Claire. That's a lot to deal with.
Oh, gosh.
Let's just start with that last thing first. You're a mom. If your kids say that, you know, they see something sleeping in a chair at night, would you take them out of that room and put them in another room and you go stay there, like switch rooms?
I definitely would pull them out of that room somehow. I think I would. And, you know, it wouldn't hurt for me to go in there and see if anything is happening or if I feel anything, but I think it's, I would definitely do something to make my daughter more comfortable.
Well, and you know, she can't, if she, you know, I don't know how often that's happening, but
yeah. And I don't know the setup of the house. Like, do they have an extra room? Could the daughter, you know, just go in your room with you for a while? Or like, I don't know what exactly she's thinking, but I don't think it would hurt to, and it's interesting. The daughter doesn't seem super stressed out by it though.
No.
You know, now, it could just be that she wrote it and she didn't go into great detail about the daughter, but the daughter's like, yeah, let's listen to Haunted Podcast. You know, it can't be worse than the house.
Which I totally get that.
And I'm like, wow, then, you know, maybe it's, you know, she doesn't seem super upset about it. So on the other hand, you don't want to get her freaked out. Like if you start losing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a weird line that she's walking here. And I guess you just need to listen to your daughter. And, you know, maybe just casually say, well, how do you feel about that? Like, would you like me to, you know, take over your room for a little bit? See if I see anything there? Or are you okay? You know?
Do you think even the chair? Now, the question I have, too, about the chair, is it a chair that you brought with you or was it already there? Because if it was already there, I would totally get rid of the chair. But if it wasn't, I don't think the chair has anything to do with it.
Well, I think, and like she said, is it this previous owner or is it something farther back? Like, you know, like even Claire isn't quite sure that she feels like it's him.
You know? And there's no way to know. But... Yeah. You know,
okay. I think the, you know, another thing that I think is interesting is the kitchen whispering. Because that's more than one. And I know that feeling. I've had that happen to me before where I could hear voices. And it's this kind of like they're whispering, talking to each other, you know. And you know how like somebody that doesn't want you to hear, right? And then they just shut up when you walk in the room.
And no matter how hard you try, you cannot figure out what they're saying.
Right. And so I find that very interesting. And then, okay, so we have that. We have footsteps. That's pretty traditional. But we do occasionally hear the whispering one, but not all the time. I've had it happen to me. A couple places that I've been to, but not everywhere that I've been to. Now, though everywhere I've lived has seemed to have something going on. Okay, so the radio static, that's definitely something that happens occasionally. And then what you said you weren't sure about the landline.
Oh, yeah, that might or might not be paranormal. It could just be a prank call.
But she said that it was their own number.
That's true. But there are...
When they picked it up.
Yeah. But, you know, have you ever... I've never had that happen on a landline, but I have had myself call me from my own phone. Like, I get a call, and it's Carol Hughes. Okay. Or it's my number.
Okay.
Which is...
And you just call yourself then?
No, I think it's like they're spoofing it and who knows. But more than once, I was like, oh my God, it's me calling me. What is happening here?
Huh. Okay, well, let's say it's possible. It doesn't seem like it. It seems like weird for a landline to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know... Let's say that's possible. Doorway figure. No explanation there. That's definitely.
And you know, here's the thing. If it gets to be too much for her, I would call a local paranormal group and reach out to them and say, what do I do in this situation? Do you know anyone who could come bless my house? Or what are some things I could do to help this spirit move on? I love the house. And those... craftsman houses are so nice. Oh, you know, so they have nice. So much character. And like, I want to live here, but I don't really want to live here with a presence.
And, you know, I think that Clara is right. Like, these seem to go in, sometimes you can go a while and absolutely everything's fine. And then it kind of starts up again. And I think I always, think, why would we think that our time is exactly the same as anybody in the spirit world as it is in our world? So they may be thinking they're constantly here and it's just happening every so often to us. It does seem like it's something in the house, though, with the house, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why she might want to call somebody and see if they can come over and talk to her and give her some ideas.
I think her daughter's amazing.
Yeah. She's super matter-of-fact about it.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's like, it's interesting because it's like what parents do. I don't want to point this out to her. I don't want to scare her. Right. And I understand that, but at the same time, uh-huh. the poor daughter's keeping it to herself because she doesn't want to be dismissed by her mom.
Right.
So I'm glad that it's out in the open now and they can both confide in each other. So, yeah. But I would get her out of that room for sure.
Or at least talk to her about it.
Because that's no way to sleep at night with somebody watching you.
And just ask her, say, do you want to, like, you know, whatever your options are, you know, for a while. Let her be part of the conversation.
Oh, absolutely. She's old enough. She knows what's going on these days.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think she needs in on that. So let's go to this phone call.
This is Jackie. I have a story to say. This had happened when I was younger, and I was friends with this girl in elementary. Like, she was my best friend, and my family knew her family. Her parents knew my parents, and the year from going from fifth grade to sixth grade that summer, something had happened to her older brother, and her older brother had Tourette's. I remember when, like, I had first went over to her house, I was very, like, what's wrong? What's happening? And he was very funny about it. Like, he would talk to me about it. And he would just be, like, open. And, like, even her parents would tell me, like, oh, yeah, this is what he has. He has no other health conditions, no other diagnosis. It's just, he was born like that. So I was like, okay. Like, he would also be really funny with it. And there would be times, too, whenever I would, like, spend the night and he would be playing the game. And he would, like, start cussing, and, like, the mom would yell out, like, cut it out. I know you're doing that on purpose. And, me and my friend, we would hear him laugh out loud, and we would be there laughing. After that, the next day, I had went home. When I had went home, the next day, my mom ended up telling me that my friend's parents had called my mom to tell me that my friend's older brother had passed away, and that he was... he had crashed in a car accident. I remember I was crying because, like, I knew the brother, and he was very nice to me, and, like, he explained to me, like, something I didn't know because I was so young, and, like, my mom was too. And I remember, like, a while later, me and my mom and my brother, we had went to the funeral, and we were there, and it was very, like, I'd never been to a funeral before, and so... that day of the funeral, after when everybody was, like, done there, like, my mom had to leave, and my friend had asked me if I could spend the night at her house, and her parents, like, said yes, that it was fine. So we had went to her house, and there were people there, and they had all left, and I remember, my friend, like she wasn't really talking, like, I guess because, like, she lost her brother, and we had went downstairs because they had, like, a two-story house, and we went downstairs, and her mom and her dad, they were downstairs drinking coffee, just sitting down at the table, just quiet. And me and my friend, we had sat down with her parents. And when we had sat down, like, the mom just got up, served us a cup of coffee also, and just sat down. And we were just like, oh, like, we got coffee. And we just looked at each other, and there was this noise that her brother would do, and it, he would say, like, they're just, like, what he had explained to me, like, it was, like, a feeling that he just needed to do something, like, he would, like, he would say funny things, or he would, like, go, like, I don't know if you heard that, but it's, like a clicking noise, or he would move his head, or move his arms, or he would just do really random things. And one of his tics were where he would do a whistle. And it was like a quick whistle, like something like that. And I remember, like, we were all downstairs in the kitchen and everyone was quiet and we were all just drinking coffee. And all of a sudden we hear a loud whistle. And it sounded like the same whistle, like how he would do, like a quick, or I can't do it. And I remember, like, when we heard that, like my friend's parents, their eyes, like, just, like, went big, and the mom had started to cry, and she was like, yep, that's my son. That's my son. I love you. I love you. And my friend was crying, too, and I was just like, I wasn't crying. I was just like, what the heck was that? And I was creeped out so much. And the next day, I went home again. I told my mom, and she was surprised too. So that's my story, where I heard a noise from someone who had just passed. Like, I don't know if that was, like, really him, like, trying to, like, say, like, hey, I'm here, like, don't worry about me, I'm fine, or if it was, like, a residual energy, like how y'all say. Residual, like, where you just hear random stuff, or it just keeps, like, occurring. After that, like, when that noise had happened, I remember, like, a couple months later, my friend and her parents, they had moved, so, like, I lost contact with her, so, like after, like, the first month of sixth grade, like, she wasn't there no more, so I wasn't able to talk to her, see if she heard anything else that her brother would do, but... yeah, that's my story. Thank you. Bye.
I think that is interesting that I don't know if everybody picked up on that towards the beginning of that phone call, but the brother had Tourette's. And mm-hmm. So he would make these weird sounds and stuff and whistles and clicks and things. And then to hear the whistle, like, the mom would know, mm-hmm. you know, that is a sound that he makes. More than she would. She's, you know, she's come over. She knew him, but she wouldn't know all of his mm-hmm. his things that he does. And so, you know, there they are. They're all sitting around, and they're really, you know, grieving deeply and very sad, going through the motions. And then to hear that, the fact that the mom took it as a sign that it was her son.
Yeah.
That's it for me. That seals the deal for me.
It does for me, too. And I think that I have always felt like there's this sort of window between death and transition that you're kind of here. And I think it can vary. I can't imagine, like, because I truly believe that our energy has to go somewhere, right? I mean, it doesn't, there's no way we just die. I just think that it would take a while for our energy to realize what has happened. It could happen quickly when, you know, we have people that say, you know, I floated up, looked back, saw my body, you know. I mean, there's, like, you hear of those death stories like that. And, you know, I think it may take a little time. You may be here a little bit for whatever reasons. And you may just go home and see your family and be around them a little before you go. I have always felt like, you know, when somebody that I had was close to me, I really felt like they were there for mm-hmm. a few days. Not a long time, but 3 days, maybe four. And then I could tell it changed, that they weren't. I felt like for a while, somebody was watching me, somebody was there. And then that was, you know, I'd see some kind of shadows and things and whatever. Hear voices, the whispering. That was another thing that I would hear. But I think that, you know, that can happen. And so it would not surprise me at all that he was there. And whether he's still there or not, I would be surprised that it's still going on. But I would think maybe occasionally, you know, he might come back or something. You know, they might feel him occasionally.
I don't know. And they could be still feeling him every day or not.
Could be. Could be. I would guess he's moved on, you know, but was there initially for a little while. So, yeah, it's interesting that because you've lost contact, we don't know any follow-ups to that. But I would say yes. I it just doesn't surprise me at all.
Mm-hmm. Same, because I just feel like they needed some kind of sign, and that maybe he was trying to give them a sign, something they would recognize as being him.
Yeah.
I get why she was creeped out as a little kid, but I think it's quite beautiful.
And you're around a family that's, you know, not your family. It's all a little different. And then they look upset and, you know.
Because they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We would appreciate it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it down, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to become a premium subscriber, get access to thousands of episodes in the archive, advanced episodes, and no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.